Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
David Cobb is our guy from CBS Sports, covering college football and college basketball. Also a role player here at 92.9 FM ESPN, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show. And then Thursdays with Jeffrey Wright and company on X, David W. Cobb. David, how's it going?
Hey, man. Going pretty well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm trying to sort through this transfer portal drama. I was hoping you could help me.
Oh, gosh. There's so much of it. Where do you want to start?
the main story of today. I just got done discussing this with Connor. But Damon Williams at Washington signed a contract a week ago for $4 million to return to Washington. Apparently, LSU is looking for a quarterback, and they reached out, and maybe there was a couple of other schools along the way, but he decided to enter the transfer portal. Now, entering the transfer portal could have some very real-life consequences for Damon Williams himself. The buyout in the contract reads the cost of the buyout is in the sole discretion of Washington. And the contract specifically states that the institution is not obligated to enter the student-athlete into the transfer portal or otherwise assist or facilitate the student-athlete's transfer to another college or university. I think we had something like this pop up last year. It was Xavier Lucas who entered into a contract with Wisconsin, then opted out of it and transferred to Miami. And Wisconsin has been battling that out since. What do you think of this situation and how it's going to play out for Damon Williams?
Yeah, it speaks in part to the desperation of Lane Kiffin, because there was a real sense there that Trinidad Chambliss, if he gets another year of eligibility, that he would go to LSU with his head coach, Lane Kiffin. Now we know that's not the case. If he gets another year of eligibility, he's going to stay at Ole Miss, and he's a big fan of Joe Judge, and he's really, I think Pete Golding's done a really nice job of doing what he needs to do to keep Trinidad Chambliss happy at Ole Miss. And I don't think we can underestimate the importance of Ole Miss beating Georgia in the Sugar Bowl to continue its season and keep LSU's paws off of Trinidad Chambliss. So that's a big part of all this, because now it puts LSU in a position where, oh man, like, they need a quarterback. And a lot of the good ones are going fast. And so now you're basically left to tamper. I mean, and is anybody surprised that Lane Kiffin is the name and that LSU is the school that's being connected with Damon Williams? Like, what is sacred to Lane Kiffin? A contract? Absolutely not. And so at the end of the day, like, I have a hard time believing that Damon Williams is worth more than $4 million.
Right.
I mean, he is really good, but that is absurd. And it speaks to Ole Miss's, or to LSU's desperation, really. But can he get out of the contract? Like, I think he can. Like, I don't think these things are legally enforceable because they're not binding you to the school. They're binding you to your rights, basically, to a third party entity. And I just don't know that is legally enforceable when you're not an employee of the university.
Now, I did see somebody pose the idea of Washington having a good case because Damon Williams doing what he's doing in this particular moment with the contract signed, they could prove that this caused some irreparable damage going into next season. Because knowing that they had Damon Williams signed, they didn't have to go jump into the portal and look for quarterback targets. And Damon Williams being out the door and not quarterbacking that team would definitely cause not just, you know, more losses on their resume. It would cause probably some monetary losses as well in regards to when you lose games, less fans show up, less ticket sales, less engagement from the fan base. So I did see that thrown out there. What do you think of that argument?
Yeah, I mean, it's you're not wrong. Is that really where we're going here? I mean, is there not a better way to solve all this than to piecemeal litigate it in geographically centered? This will be taken to court in somewhere in the Pacific Northwest, adjudicated initially by some local judge there. And I mean, the way to fix all this, Gabe, as we talk about, is it's collective bargaining. And if you get to a point where we can collectively bargain, then a lot of this stuff goes away and we don't have to deal with it anymore. But yeah, I mean, your point is right. Like, Washington would suffer significant damage. I mean, Damon Williams is one of their most marketable players. Yep. He's a guy that you buy season tickets to go and watch. And now at this point in the calendar, with most of the good quarterbacks already picked over, they're going to have a really hard time finding a replacement. And even if the legal terms of this contract are enforceable, I don't see a path forward with Washington and Damon Williams. The best they can hope to do is recoup some monetary damages. But on the field, they're SOL.
Yeah, no, I don't. I mean, this is like the idea that they're doing this to get Damon Williams back on campus and quarterback their team. That's not what this is about. This is about setting a precedent. Where no one else is going to tread on them going into the future.
Yeah, it's brutal. So the thing was with Wisconsin and Miami last year, clearly didn't set a precedent. You mentioned it. Xavier Lucas, same situation. And, you know, we thought, oh, wow, this will be one of the cases that really leads to change. Well, no, it has not.
Right.
So we got to get to collectively. We got to get to collective bargaining. We got to get there fast, man. This stuff is a total mess.
I agree, but I mean, I mentioned this. I don't like seeing 19 and 20 year olds, you know, punished, especially monetarily, with these big numbers thrown around, $4 million, $5 million, that type of thing. But at the same time, I would like, in the current situation we're in, until collective bargaining, if it ever happens, comes along, I would like to set a precedent all across college sports where, if we're signing big boy contracts, if you get out of said big boy contracts and, you know, try to weasel your way out, you could face big boy consequences. I think that's a precedent we need to set as a society for a lot of these kids, because in no other profession the rest of your life is this type of thing going to fly.
Yeah, right. So and people are quick to say, well, the coaches can move whenever they want to. Well, kind of. They do owe buyouts. Now, the interesting thing with coaches is that so often, let's say Texas hires the coach from North Texas, Texas is going to take care of the buyout that the coach has to pay. So can we get to a place where, okay, Damon Williams, you can leave Washington and transfer to another school,
but
that other school is going to have to pay a buyout that's in the contract, let's say half of what the guy would make next season. All right, well, that's not ideal, but
those are real life consequences. That's what I'm talking about. There needs to be something.
Exactly. Yeah, we gotta recoup the school that's getting raided in some way. You know, it's just mayhem. You know, it's crazy that you can go out here and get a guy out of a contract and poach him away. And this is where the road has taken Lane Kiffin. I just keep coming back to that.
Yeah.
It's sad because I'm sure he believed he was going to get so many of these stud Ole Miss players to follow him to LSU, and he still will get a few of them. But this ain't going to be like Iowa State and Penn State, where Matt Campbell's got 20 guys coming from Iowa State to play for him in Happy Valley, including most of their best players. Like, a lot of these star Ole Miss guys, they're going to stay at Ole Miss. And so that leaves you in a desperate place if you're a new coach. So you got to go out there and ruffle some feathers. And I mean, Lane Kiffin doesn't care. I mean, the whole world already looks at him like, you know, with a side eye. So, you know, what's a little more scrutiny? I mean, again, nothing is sacred to this guy, and he's just going to go out and wreak as much havoc as he possibly can. And so, you know, the funny part would be is if, you know, as if LSU ends up taking somebody over DeMond. Well, like if, for example, if Sam Leavitt, who was at the LSU basketball game last night, like if he ends up at LSU, well, then DeMond Williams, like, all right, like he could still find a landing spot, but is it going to pay as much as he thinks he might get paid at LSU? Because at this point, like he's lost leverage because now he's out on the market. He's twisting in the wind. If LSU cuts him off at the knees and goes with Leavitt, then where does he go from there? And is there any guarantee he makes what he was set to make at Washington? So like this could play out very poorly for DeMond Williams too.
Yeah. And to your point about desperation, I don't know if you saw the Ross Dellinger report earlier today. He got his hands on a deal. Like I think it was a page of the contract, a deal that LSU put on the table for Brendan Sorsby. So they have just been exhausting every big name portal quarterback, and they have landed on zero of them. So that's a good point. Now, Pete Golding, when he was originally hired, I think most people would say, okay, we didn't know if he was head coaching material. Done a decent job at Ole Miss, really good recruiter, been at Alabama before. You know, he's been around the block, but never been a head coach. So there's some questions about that. And whenever people make or universities make the popular hire within the locker room, I think people have hesitation to that. But what have you thought of his ability? And maybe Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin, Lane Kiffin certainly has helped him with this. But what have you made of him being able to re-sign just about every important player for next year? Kawan Lacy coming back, Trinidad Chambliss, if he gets another year of eligibility, he's going to be back. You have some starting offensive linemen that are going to be back, defensive linemen, secondary members. He has been able to keep that roster together amid all this chaos.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that credit goes to the fans and the boosters, because the people who make that Grove Collective hum have been inspired and motivated by the way this Lane Kiffin saga has played out. And in some ways, it's actually worked to Ole Miss's benefit, because the rage over the way Lane Kiffin left has really motivated the collective to operate at its highest level ever. So it's kind of helped Ole Miss, because you got to have the money, right? Like you can say what you want to about Pete Golding, and I think he's handled it masterfully. And obviously, like, you know, Joe Judge sticking around is going to have a huge impact on that Trinidad Chambliss decision. But at the end of the day, like, you have to have your P's and Q's lined up with the collective, and they do. And so, you know, it's interesting, like, a lot of the credit for the success of the Grove Collective does go to Lane Kiffin. And you cannot entirely divorce what's happening right now with Ole Miss from Lane Kiffin. It's honestly amazing. It's like the these plants in nature that like devour themselves, but they have to have, you know, like, I don't know, like, it's crazy to me the fact that like Lane Kiffin, I think, still deserves so much of the credit for what Ole Miss is getting done. But now it's like he's created this thing at Ole Miss is going to live on without him. And that's rare. It's so, like, I know Ole Miss fans don't love Lane Kiffin right now, and I don't want to say like, oh, wow, like, you know, they should still build a statue of him. Like, clearly he's done some sleazy things here. But it's really remarkable, because there's no other circumstances really in which he leaves where they keep it rolling at this level. But because he left the way he did, the big difference is when he left Tennessee to go to USC, there was no transfer portal. There was no way for Tennessee to like recoup the signing class of 2010 that had a lot of really good players in it, who then left, a lot of them left and went to USC. Like, Ole Miss does have the ability to retain and go out in the portal and get guys. And so that's the big difference from 15 years ago, is like, now you have the ability to successfully move on when something like this happens. And Pete Golding has been, I mean, he's 10 out of 10, A+ job so far. But again, I think it's that collective and the way they've rallied as an entire program and as a fan base that's really, you know, kept this thing going in the right direction.
It's been a really fun story to watch. Really fun story to watch. Now that brings me to my next question. I had a rarity today. I turned on ESPN and saw a little bit of First Take, and the first question that came up, I actually thought was a good question, David. It's again a rarity. Like I didn't expect to, you know, pose a question from First Take, but Shea Cornett posed this to Stephen A. and all of them, and obviously we have our Final Four set out in college football: Miami, Ole Miss, Oregon, Indiana, and I think every one of them has a story to tell if they were to win a national title. But in your opinion, which story would be the best? If any one of these teams wins a national title, which story to you is the best story?
It's so hard to pick between Ole Miss and Indiana.
Obvious one, too.
and either one would be the most unlikely, remarkable, in their own very unique ways, stories of college football history. I mean, history. Ole Miss claims a few titles, but they were pre-segregation, right? Like, that's been a long time under vastly different circumstances. Indiana does not claim any national titles. Either way, if one of those two teams wins it, it's an unbelievable story, unlike anything we've ever seen in the history of this sport. And I'm going to love either one of those stories. Now, regionally speaking, I do lean a little bit towards Ole Miss and kind of understanding that fan base a little bit and the sort of underdog mentality that they've had to operate with for the entirety of their existence. Now, Indiana was like, they never really cared. Like, they never cared about football. Like, Ole Miss fans have cared and been invested and been a part of the It Just Means More SEC world and have clawed and tried and been up under Hugh Freeze at various times and had their moments under Kiffin. And, I mean, even going back to Eli Manning under Cutcliffe, like, they were close, you know, that year they went 10-3. Indiana was never close. Like, they've never been relevant. They've never even really been good outside of one year during COVID with Tom Allen. So it's, you know, I think the fact that like, it would meet, like, this would just be like a surprise out of left field for Indiana. Whereas, like, for Ole Miss, like, their fans, I think, have been yearning for this and hoping that this was possible, but never really believing that it was. And now that it's transpiring under the circumstances of Kiffin's departure, I think it just makes it one of the best stories that we've ever seen.
All right. Now, my Memphis Tigers obviously hired Rodney Salisbury, the Whitehaven head coach. What did you think of that? High school relations, player development, I think that's a really awesome hire and really cool for Rodney, who's been coaching at Whitehaven for 22 years, unbelievably successful.
Yeah, no doubt. It shows Charles Huff is serious about recruiting the city of Memphis, for sure. Because, I mean, one, Whitehaven alone produces a ton of D1 caliber talent. But then, obviously, Rodney Salisbury is a guy who's going to know every single head coach in the metropolitan area and many of them in the tri-state area as well. You know, and you think about the talent that you can get out of Panola County. Yep. And the entire Mid-South, right? If you can sort of keep some of those guys at home by building the relationships with the high school coaches, that's going to give you a real leg up in high school recruiting, you know. So that's huge. And it's man, job well done at Whitehaven. Like, something like this has been a long time coming for Rodney Salisbury, because he's consistently run one of the best programs in the state out of Whitehaven. In fact, Gabe, I actually covered, believe it or not, one of his state titles back in 2012. I was writing for the paper in Maryville, Tennessee, and Maryville versus Whitehaven, crazy game. Mark Dodson playing for Whitehaven.
It's a former teammate of mine. He transferred from Ole Miss to Memphis for his final year.
Yeah, exactly. And he was just a total stud, and they had some other D1 guys on that team. And I ended up writing the Whitehaven side of that story afterwards. And that was cool, because my dad actually went to Whitehaven, and I told Rodney Salisbury that, and he was like, well, tell your pops this one was for him, you know. And he just seemed like a really cool guy. So it's awesome to see him get that opportunity. I would think over the years he's probably had chances, maybe something similar like this before. But I think it shows you his belief in Charles Huff, because he's leaving a steady, good, successful thing at Whitehaven to go link up with the new head coach in Memphis. And Gabe, let me ask you this. You know, we were kind of hoping for Colton Joseph there for a minute. What are we looking at quarterback wise? Like, what's the word on the street about what direction they might go there?
I was gonna head in that direction. Arrington Maiden's making a decision between four schools tonight, so he could return to the University of Memphis. They brought in a young guy. His name escapes me at the particular moment. Marcus Stokes. Do you remember Marcus Stokes?
Not really.
He's played at West Florida. He had 30 touchdowns and 13 interceptions. He originally was a four-star commit, committed to Florida out of high school, but then he got caught using listen, this is the story, so I'm going to tell you. He got caught using a slur in a rap song. You probably are familiar with what slur it is on social media, and then Florida got him out of there, and he went to West Florida, and he's been really good there. So that's another name they're involved with. But there's a lot of other schools involved with Marcus Stokes.
Dante DiVincenzo did the same thing once upon a time, and he got a second chance.
Yeah, Marcus Stokes is going to get a second chance. It's just about where.
I mean, if the guy can play, he can play. Well, right, if he's good enough, we'll forgive him. You know, that's how we operate in sports. The forgivability factor is directly correlated to your talent. So that's interesting. But you could kind of get a diamond in the rough there. That's never the ideal scenario. But like that, you know, you look at the past, like however many coaches that Ole Miss has had in football and basketball, like they've just made a habit out of going out and getting the guys who need a second chance. Same with Mississippi State, right? So, like, maybe that path works out for him.
Yeah, and Marcus Stokes went to Nice. Shout out Tim Tebow. He's a good track record of Nice quarterbacks. Also on top of that, I think my fears are being realized within the American Conference when it comes to recruiting quarterbacks. Have you seen what South Florida has done today? Have you seen
of
this?
They lost Byron Brown, Brian Hartline's got the ties to go and get somebody, right? Like,
we knew that Byron Brown was going to head to Auburn, but today they signed Michael Van Buren, who I thought filled in decently at LSU.
Yeah,
and they were able to get a commitment from Luke Cromanhope, who was at Mississippi State and previously at Florida State. Two, in my opinion, talented guys that have just never been able to break through on really good rosters. And I feel like those are two guys that could be very successful at this level. Brian Hartline seems to be doing exactly what we thought he would do. And that's, fear's realized, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's to be expected. Like, you put Brian Hartline at South Florida, where he's recruited so well over the years, and the level of investment from that program, like, you, there's a lot of factors there that are going to make them a talented team. Now the question, Gabe, is can the man coach? Like, that's
– yeah.
Like, we've never doubted his ability to recruit, but like Ryan Day just sort of like was really, I mean, it took him a long time to fully turn over the play calling duties to Brian Hartline. So I know the guy can recruit. I don't have any doubt about that whatsoever. But we still got to learn if he can coach ball. I mean, that's the difference between Charles Huff and Brian Hartline is like, we know Charles Huff can coach ball. He did a pretty good job at Marshall and then turned Southern Miss around in 1 year. I mean, is he like the rock star recruiter that Brian Hartline is? Maybe not quite, but he was a pretty dang good recruiter in his own right when he was at Alabama.
Sure.
I mean, you know, so I don't know. I mean, it's we'll see how it plays out.
But let's not lose sight of the fact that good players make it a lot easier to coach, to be a good coach. You know, in the end, ask Ed O about that. Ask Les Miles about that. When you have good players, it's a whole lot easier to at least cosplay as a good head coach.
Well, I know, but you can still mess it up, even if you have good players.
By the way, Les Miles and Ed O fit that too.
Yeah.
but we'll see how that all plays out. Final thing, I just want to get with you on the picks you have for these two games coming up tomorrow and then Friday. Really, we'll talk about Friday's game on Friday when you join, but tomorrow night's game, Ole Miss versus Miami, who you got? What are you thinking as of this moment? I've flip-flopped a couple of times so far this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough call. I'm actually surprised to see Ole Miss as a 3.5-point underdog. It didn't really make a lot of sense to me, honestly. If you're picking between the two quarterbacks, which is not a terrible way to look at a game, then you know, I give the advantage pretty easily to Ole Miss and to Trinidad Chambliss over Carson Beck, who's been good but not awesome. And then you look back at the way that Miami got here. I mean, it was Marcel Reed playing a poor game in windy conditions. And then it was a pretty devastating pick six that was maybe a 14-point swing from Julian Sain. And I just don't see Trinidad Chambliss making those types of mistakes. And so at the end of the day, like, here's where it could go wrong for Ole Miss is if Miami just wreaks havoc by only rushing four, and they put a linebacker in the spy, and they've got six in coverage who do a pretty good job. You know, like, there's a way that they could bottle up Ole Miss offense. I don't want to overlook that possibility. But at the same time, Trinidad Chambliss seems to have an answer for just about everything that anyone has thrown at him all year long. And I don't really know why that would change at this point. So, so long as Ole Miss doesn't do the shoot yourself in the foot thing like Ohio State did and Julian Sain, I think they win the game. I mean, I'll be honest, like that Miami offense is not great. Like Carson Beck, a lot of his passes are two-foot flips that go to Malachi Toney. You know, they just don't have a real vertical passing game right now. They don't have great tight end play. They don't have that sure thing that you can go to in the air. And so if Ole Miss is able to at least slow down Mark Fletcher Jr. a little bit, and I think they're good enough defensively to do that, I think Ole Miss wins the game. So I'm picking Ole Miss. I mean, it's crazy, right? Like that Ole Miss could be going to the national championship game, but I mean, it's awesome, and that's the way I see it playing out.
Yeah, I flipped from Miami to Ole Miss in one day. On Monday, I was thinking Miami, and then the more I sort of looked into the game, I'm thinking Ole Miss. And I think I took you through my reasoning as to why Ole Miss could weather the storm of Reuben Bain and Akeem Mezidor. It's just because I think it's not about their offensive line being phenomenal by any stretch of the imagination, although they're good. It's just about their style of play. They don't necessarily allow for those type of pass rushers to get home. A lot of RPO stuff. They can get the ball out quick when they want. When they take deep shots, it's off play action. Your eyes get played with. I feel like just the style of offense that Charlie Weiss has run and Lane Kiffin has run this entire year, I just feel like it's uniquely suited to bother Miami in a lot of different ways. And they make you cover sideline to sideline, which I think Miami's capable of, but it just takes one big play. It takes one big play of somebody missing a tackle and Ole Miss can make you pay.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I will see how it plays out. Ole Miss is feels like a team of destiny at this point.
And it sure does.
Yeah, so that's I'm riding with the Rebs, man. And it has nothing to do with the fact that I now have a degree from the University of Mississippi. I promise. But it doesn't.
Homer,
hurt.
You freaking Homer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, kind of. Yeah.
I got you. Well, David, I'll let you roll. Great stuff as always.
All right, man. All right. Talk soon.
He is David Cobb from CBS Sports. We'll talk to him again on Friday about the other game, the rematch between Oregon and Indiana. But you can find him on X again, David W. Cobb, and follow all of his work at CBS Sports, college football, college basketball, and Monday, Wednesday, Friday right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, Thursdays with Jeffrey Wright and company. So he's always a great contributor to 92.9 FM ESP. And now let's go ahead and transition. We'll come back and get to a trip around the National Football League right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different.
Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. It's time to take a trip around the National Football League. Connor, go ahead and hit it. So the Saints had their exit interviews, exit press availability today, and they have said without, in no uncertain terms, Tyler Shough is going to be their starter going into next year. And he earned it, man. I had a lot of doubts when they took him in the second round. But Kellen Moore did a heck of a job with him. The Saints team finished 6-11. Now, granted, we can debate if that was the best thing for them, if they went and needed a higher pick and all that. But at the same time, they finished 6-11. They won four of their final five games. And Tyler Shough, when you look at his stats as he ended the year, they're pretty dang good. About 68% completion percentage, 2,384 yards, 10 touchdowns to 6 interceptions. And he doesn't really have crazy targets on the outside. The offensive line is taking some steps back. He found a way to will that team to wins that Spencer Rattler couldn't do, no doubt. And it just felt like Tyler Shough found his way as the season went along. And I think we looked up the Offensive Rookie of the Year odds. He's not going to win it. Tet McMillan from the Panthers, playoff team, 1,000 yards as a rookie. He's probably going to win it. But you said Tyler Shough was fourth.
Yeah, he's fourth.
Shortest
odds. So McMillan at minus 1,000, Henderson plus 900, Dart plus 900, and
Shough
he is
plus
1,400.
Okay.
Not bad.
But, really?
And Gabe, Shedeur Sanders plus 50,000.
How far is he down the list?
He's plus 50,000.
No, I mean, like, where is that? That's.
I don't know if this is like an in order. I think they just included him because
for the sake of it, because he's Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, good for Tyler Shough, and it feels like the Saints at least have a chance to have their quarterback for the future, their franchise quarterback. Okay, this one hit me a little different. It was a little. I don't expect Jerry Jones to have any other goal. But this was what he said today at his exit press availability. He said that his goal in life, 83 years old, is to retire as the owner that won the most Super Bowls. He has three. The owner that has won the most Super Bowls with their particular franchise is Robert Kraft at six. Jerry, you're 83, man. I think people know where my mind's at. I think I know where everybody else's mind's at. You're 83 and you need three more Super Bowls. And I wouldn't say your team's trending in, like, the right direction at this particular moment. You've run it back with this same cast of characters, mainly Dak Prescott, for a long time. And that has not led to a lot of playoff wins. So I don't know how it's going to lead to three Super Bowl wins in the next, I don't know, 10 years. But I don't expect him to think anything different, but that seems like a pretty unreasonable goal at this particular moment for Jerry Jones. Lane Johnson, all-pro right tackle, who has not played since week 11 due to a foot injury, returned to practice today. So the Eagles are getting back to closer to full strength before they start their playoff run, which begins with a wild card game against the San Francisco 49ers, which should be one of the best games, in my opinion, by my estimation, of the wild card round. It's strength against weakness on both sides. You have the Eagles offense, strength versus strength, weakness versus weakness, where the Eagles defense with Vic Fangio is very good. They're going to face a Kyle Shanahan-led, Brock Purdy playing at an unbelievable rate right now, offense for the 49ers. And then, you know, when we look at the Eagles offense versus the 49ers, just injury-riddled season on the defensive side of the ball, you know, I we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. But Lane Johnson's going to be back, and I would imagine the Eagles are hoping to get that run game going now that he's back inserted into the starting lineup. Talked about this yesterday, but the Giants are reportedly all in on John Harbaugh right now after he was let go by the Baltimore Ravens after 18 seasons. He's the number one coach on their wish list, as he should be, as he absolutely should be. Now, let me ask you this, Connor. How do you think he'd do with Jackson Dart and the set of circumstances that the New York Giants have right now? I can't imagine him being bad with it, but we have seen a lot of Giants coaches fail in the recent history.
Yeah, it's if he fails, I think it'll be more about the Giants than it would be Harbaugh, but seemingly has a couple young, talented players that he can have success with.
Yeah, everybody keeps – can I also throw this out there? Everybody keeps throwing Cam Scadaboo's name as like, oh, great young talent. He's going to come off injury. Are we sure? Did you see the injury? Did people see the injury? I don't know if we should be so like set. We should not be setting those expectations for Cam Scadaboo. Although I do think if he does recover and has a nearly full recovery, he could still be a really good running back in the National Football League. Final thing here, former Falcons head coach just got fired. Raheem Morris, who ended the season really strong with that Falcons organization, still got fired. He has now confirmed head coach interviews in the next week with the Cardinals, the Giants, and the Titans. Giants, obviously, they're going to go after John Harbaugh the hardest, but I don't know if I'd hire Raheem Morris. He's had two shots at this thing, and it's been kind of middling results. But at the same time, it feels like the rest of the NFL kind of likes him in this role. Has coached some really good defenses with the Rams and otherwise. And at least he has experience as a head coach. Not great experience, but he's got some experience as head coach. And maybe if I was a owner of an NFL franchise or a GM trying to make this hire, I would convince myself into the idea that, oh, did you see the end of that Falcon season? Maybe he learned some things. Maybe he finally turned the page, turned the corner as a head coach in the National Football League. But I don't know how it's going to play out. But he is wanted on the open market by at least three of the seven openings that are out there at this second. But that will do it for a trip around the National Football League. And I need to tell you about my good friends over at Old Dominic. I hope you sent some spirits from Old Dominic to your extended family, to friends, for the holidays, because it's a great stocking stuffer. And whoever gets their hands on a bottle of Old Dominic, I've never met somebody who's been disappointed. I can tell you that right now. And for you out there, now that we're past the holidays, I know people like libations as they head to the weekend. So you head to the liquor store. And when you head to your local liquor store, stop reaching for that national brand. Reach for a bottle of Old Dominic. Because whatever that bottle contains that you normally buy, we have the local distillery, an Old Dominic distillery that does it better. They have gin, they have vodka, they have toddy, they have whiskey, they have bourbon. They have everything you could possibly need. And that toddy, it's the oldest bottle they have. It's the oldest bottle they have, most historic bottle they have, and it's great for the cold months ahead. So get a bottle today, but a bottle, a spirit, I should say, from Old Dominic. It's the most fresh, most full spirit you can buy in the city because the distillery is right here. It is right on the riverfront, 305 South Front Street is where you can find that state-of-the-art distillery. You can stop in for a drink. You can book a tour and tasting, which is always phenomenal there. And always remember that when you go to olddominic.com, if you need a corporate luncheon, awards ceremony, whatever you need a space for, Old Dominic has a space for you. Just fill out their questionnaire, and you can handle it from there. Old Dominic Distillery, come say hi. Now let's go ahead and grab a break. When we come back, we'll get to small talk, and we have an update on the Grizzlies' injury. And small talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Now the Grizzlies are on their quest to get two wins in a row over teams that are above 500. And they can do that tonight against the Suns after getting that win last night against the Spurs. Last time that they were able to do what I just said, get two straight wins over teams above 500, was last year on January 30th and February 2nd. But tonight, going to be an uphill battle, just like it was last night, right? To go ahead and get a win. We have an update on the injury report. We know Brandon Clark, Cedric Howard, Zach Edey, Ty Jerome, John Conchar, and Scottie Pippen Jr. are out, and they've been out for some time. Looks like Jemai Meshack, who was listed as out, is now questionable tonight versus Phoenix. Vince Williams Jr., who had a phenomenal night last night, is going to be out. And the big three, three big guys, Ja Morant, Santi Aldama, and Jaren Jackson Jr., are all going to be true game-time decisions, and they could lean either way. So, hey, let's see how this works out. I have no inkling. I have no inside information. I'm giving the news. I'm throwing you a bone based on what Grizzlies PR has put out there in the past hour.
Yeah, it's one of those Grizzlies PR updates that just makes you want to run away and hide, because it's just every time I get a notification from Grizzlies PR, I am just waiting to get punched in the face by it. And you hope that those guys can give it a go, because last night you needed a miracle to beat that Spurs team, but you had the benefit of Victor Wembanyama being on a minutes restriction. Tonight, if you're missing all of those players,
Jalen Wells, he's going to have to be.
I'm not sure. Yeah, Christian Coloco has to turn into like Wilt Chamberlain.
Jock Landale's got to go full Jokic. I mean, I don't know how you. I said this last night, though, so I should probably shut up, you know? I should be quiet.
I don't know. Honestly, maybe you can reverse jinx it in a way. Just keep talking about how impossible it is to win this game.
Okay, I'll say it again like I said yesterday. The line's 6.5. How?
I wonder if it's changed since the new news.
Okay, I'll go check for you. I will go check for you. I have it right here in front of me. It may take a second to load, so this is going to be great radio.
In the meantime, I can tell you that it seems to be some motion on Trae Young in Washington.
Yeah, which is...
Guys are sitting tonight who could be used to match contracts. So it appears that C.J. McCollum, Chris Middleton, and Corey Kispert may not be playing tonight for Washington.
Grizzlies down to 7 points, or they're 7-point dogs.
Okay.
So it moved a half point, okay? A whole half point because of all this. But yeah, I don't get the Trae Young to Washington thing. And besides the fact that it seems like with his contract coming up, he feels like they could pay him, right? That's about the only thing I can come up with.
It's not a massive move for him. You know what I mean? He wouldn't have to go across the country. They could and would pay him an extension.
But does this say something about Trae Young and his?
I don't know
what
maybe.
He wants.
Probably
like, because well, that's not a winning situation.
Well, here's what I'll add. They reached out to winning teams, and they were told no. They reached out to Minnesota, and Minnesota said, no, we don't want Trae Young. We don't want to have to do a deal for Trae Young.
That surprises me
so
a bit.
So it's a little surprising
unless
to me.
Unless they feel
the
like those
time,
young guys
though,
are going to really grow into a role.
What Minnesota would have to give up to get a guy like Trae Young and match that contract, they probably just weren't willing to do, given the players they have on their roster. So, I mean, like you said a few days ago, why is this happening? It's because when Trae Young was out, Jalen Johnson came in and played at an all-star level.
Triple-double machine.
Trae Young came back, and they lost like 7 games in a row. So they looked at it and said, oh, we don't need Trae Young to win basketball games anymore. I still think that throughout this whole process, Trae Young has actually become underrated in a very odd way. He can still help teams win basketball games. And weirdly enough, if Washington is able to pull off this trade without giving up young talent, like Corey Kispert, C.J. McCollum, Chris Middleton, if you give them up and maybe like a pick or two for it, that's pretty good deal. I would like to see what Trae Young can do with these young guys in Washington.
It's just sending a very strange message for a guy like Trae Young to my preferred destination where I really want to go.
Well,
I want to go to the Washington Wizards.
I think it's
Wizards.
His preferred destination after his preferred destination said no thank you.
Okay. So it's like the an athletic department when hiring a coach. They get a bunch of no's, but when they ultimately get a yes, that's the only guy they ever reached out to.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
I guess I like that. That probably makes the most sense. Also, if you're looking for Memphis Tiger football news, portal's open. They need to keep working. They need a quarterback. They've reached out to Marcus Stokes from West Florida, former Florida commit that got kicked off campus for, I mentioned it earlier, he was singing a slur from a lyric from a rap song on a Snapchat and ends up at West Florida. 30 touchdowns and 13 interceptions last year, really good, can run the ball. But also, a very familiar name is making his decision tonight. Arrington Maiden, who got into the transfer portal at the end of the year when Ryan Silverfield left, is going to be deciding between four schools tonight: Memphis, James Madison, Temple, and North Texas.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'll be honest with you. I really would like to see Arrington back at the University of Memphis. I think he's got some real promise. I think he showed it on multiple occasions this year. As long as he doesn't show up late to meetings and force A.J. Hill into a game at UAB that he shouldn't have been in. I feel good about Arrington, but James Madison, Memphis, North Texas, those are all solid landing spots for a guy like Arrington.
Memphis best option though.
James Madison just made the playoff, but yeah, I would say Memphis probably can pony up the most money.
Yeah,
and I think that Arrington is ready to be a starting quarterback. I think he's shown that. Let's go ahead and grab a break on that note. Half hour left in the show before we pass you off to Grizzlies. We'll spend it wisely talking with Colton Denning on the other side.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.